Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He came to be. If He isn't yours, He wants to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Glad that you've tuned in this way, and we trust that our time together will be a blessing. Debbie and I are excited about the song that she's going to do, the message God has laid on my heart, and the very fact that you made a decision to join us today, and, well, we're excited about it. I've opened my Bible to the book of Psalm 118, right after the book of Job, right before the book of Proverbs, Psalm 118, stuck right there between the shortest and the longest book, psalm in the book of Psalms. I want to call them chapters. That comes out of tradition, but they're really not chapters. They're a song. So anyway, if you'd pray for me, I'm praying for you. As soon as Debbie gets done with this great song that she's going to do, the title of it is, Oh, What an Honor, and it is, friend, it is the name of one of her best projects. So you enjoy the song. She's done in a few minutes. I'll be back with the message. You pray for me, won't you? I'm glad you tuned in. I'm praying for you.
Last night I was dreaming. I stood in a place, standing in the midst of a throne. Like a little girl in all of her dreams, I was dressed in royalty. I wondered how this could be, for I'm just a pauper, you see. Then I heard a thundering voice, it was speaking to me. For you I paid a great price, one day on Calvary. It all, He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a king. When I awoke, I realized it was only a dream. Then I heard a still small voice saying one day it'll be a reality. Oh, what an honor to serve a king. He owns it all. He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a king. Just praising the King. Oh, what an honor. Oh, 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 what an honor.
Well, Debbie, thank you for that. What an honor it is, friend, to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What an honor it is to know that our name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you don't know that, If you do not know that, friend, you can know that before the day is over. You certainly can. You say, how do you do that, preacher? Well, you just realize that you're a sinner by faith, receive Christ as your Savior. You repent of your sins. That's right. You realize you're a sinner, repent of your sin, receive Christ as your Savior. You know what He'll do? He'll save you. The Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Pretty simple, is it not? Pretty simple. Well, it's a great message. It'd be a great investment of our time, but the Lord has led me in another way. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 118. I'm going to read verse 6 for the text passage today. It's beautiful. It's real simple. It's taken from an amazing psalm, and I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. But listen to what the writer, we don't know who it was. It's one of the Hallel Psalms, if I can say that right, H-A-L-L-E-L, Hallel Psalm. And I believe it was sung probably by Jesus and His apostles as they left the upper room. Do you remember after Jesus broke bread with them? Do you remember after that He ate the Paschal Supper with His disciples in the upper room? And it was just hours before the cross, hours before that they would all forsake Him and flee, hours before that Peter would deny Him three times. He instituted a memorial, and He did it by the use of bread and wine. And the Bible said, supper being ended, when they went out, they sung a hymn. And this is probably, in all likelihood, the psalm that they sang, the hymn that they sang. And listen, if you will, to verse 6 with it, or out of it, would you? He said, the writer did, the Lord is on my side. Well, I could shout right there, could you not? Isn't that enough? Bless God, if you know Jesus as your Savior, if your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, if your sins are under the blood, if you've been sealed with the Spirit of God, isn't that enough right there to say glory, hallelujah, about? Isn't that enough right there to sustain you, to pick you up, to stand you up, to stir you up, to move you up? Thank God for that. I like that. He said, the Lord is on my side. I'm liking that. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Well, I want to talk to you today for a little while about choosing the right thing. Choosing the right thing. You say, what is that, preacher? Well, it's not to fear. I could have titled this message, Choosing Not to Fear, and maybe I should. Maybe I should change it to Choosing Not to Fear. I think I will. Let's just use that if you don't mind, because I do believe that fear is a choice, and I'll say more about that before the message is over. Hey, listen, I want to help you. Everybody listen to me right now. If you believe I want to help you, please say amen. I know what it is to be human. I know what it is to be stuck in a body of clay. I know what it is, friend, to watch a 24-hour news cycle, to listen to all of this stuff about COVID, to listen to all of this stuff in this political campaign in this election year. I know what it is to try to ferret out what isn't true. And do you know what I'm thinking about? 99% of the things that we hear aren't true. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? Hey, I know what it's like to put up my defenses against the devil when he drops those thoughts and ideas and uninvited innuendos into my mind. I know what it is to say, no, wait just a minute. I need to find my standing here. I need to get back on firm footing. I know what it is to say, boy, I need to pray about this. I need to wait before I make any decision. My, I don't like this. I wish I didn't have to deal with it, but you know what I've learned? I've learned a day passing, a night of prayer. Maybe like our evangelist who was recently at our church doing a phenomenal job, Brother Alan Stewart. He said, you know what, it may take me a day and maybe even 2 days, but listen, friend, thank God, we can choose not to fear. Oh, you say, why, preacher? Because the psalmist said, he said, the Lord is on my side. Now listen, this is a messianic psalm, I believe, and oh, Jesus knew it. He knew it very well. I didn't know this until this reading in my preparation for this message today, but do you know that the phrase the Lord is used about 23 times in this psalm of what is it? There's 29 verses, I believe it is. That's right. There's 24 uses of the word Lord. So I'll tell you, friend, when we remember, now listen, glory to God, when we remember who He is and whose we are, maybe we can say what the psalmist said, how the Lord is on my side. Therefore, it doesn't say therefore, but I believe I could put it in there as I'm preaching. Therefore, he said, I will not fear what man can do unto me. Jesus, did he not tell us in the gospel, I believe it is of Matthew, maybe along about chapter 10, where he said, fear not man that can destroy body, but fear him who can destroy body and soul in hell. I'll tell you, friend, listen, we've got enough to be fearful about. There are enemies galore. I mean to tell you, our nation is in a crisis. Our nation is in a mess. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not trying to be a pessimistic preacher or person, but I am a realistic guy. I can see what's going on. I can hear what's going on. I'll tell you, listen, the media has accomplished their task and their goal into promoting fear and in this time of crisis, to where people are imprisoned by it, where they're paralyzed by it, where they're limited by it. Oh, listen, friend, we can make a choice by the grace of God. Now hear me well. Everybody listen to me right now. Please say amen. I'm not suggesting that we act foolish. I'm not saying that we should be stupid or brazy. Look, we ought to protect ourselves. We ought to be wise. But I'll tell you, listen, we can choose not to live in fear. That's what the Word of God says. If you look at Psalm 56 and 3, the psalmist said this. And he said, what time I am afraid, I'll trust in the Lord. There was a woman that brought that passage of Scripture to a great man of God in the last century, and he looked at her and said, that's a good verse, but I found a better one. And she said, well, what is the better one? He said, well, it's over in the book of Isaiah. It's chapter 12, and it is verse 2. He said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Oh, look, I don't know about you. At times it's hard for me not to fear, but I'll tell you what I have learned. I don't have to live in it. I don't have to stay captive of it. I don't have to stay paralyzed by it. There may be something that comes in the next hour in my life that will put fear in my heart, that will cause my mouth to go dry, my mind to race, questions to inundate me. But I'll tell you, I don't have to live like that by the grace of God from that day on. You say, how can we not do it, preacher? Well, listen again. He said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man I can do unto me. I'll read that Psalm 118, would you? And let's see what else. Let's see what else we can find in the Word of God. Now look, we read in the Word of God about people, real people, just like me and you. Men and women made out of flesh and bone. Men and women, friend, that were captives like the little maid that told the wife of Naaman. Oh, listen, glory to God. How about a prophet by the name of Elijah? I'm going to meet people like that when I get to glory, don't you? I want to hear her testimony as much as I want to hear that of Jeremiah or Moses or Noah. I really do. For Peter and James and John, I want to hear her testimony, don't you? Listen, friend, they were flesh and bone, just like me and you. Flesh and blood people, friend, that were made out of the dust of the ground. And all they learned how to live by faith and not by fear. They remembered how that the Lord is on their side. And let's look at a couple of three, if the Lord wills, a couple of three examples, if we may. I like this. Listen, I've been happy about this message ever since God began to stir my heart about it. Couldn't hardly wait to share it with you. I'll just be honest. I really trust that it's a blessing to you. I don't know who wrote this psalm. Probably written when a time when the Jews were back into the land after captivity, when they had the walls up and yet they were surrounded by the enemy. All kinds of threats were coming over the wall and coming through maybe the gates and messages from people that were trying to discourage and bring down the people of God that God has blessed. Hey, listen, friend, let's choose not to fear. We can do that when we remember the Lord is on our side. Now look, I'll tell you, I've not been in the place that Jeremiah has been in. Do you ever think about that old weeping prophet? Oh, what a godly man he was. What an almost impossible task. For man it would be, but for a man of God it is not. That had been given him. He had to stay in Jerusalem. He was not to be married in that beloved city that he loved. He was to be there and watch it go into captivity. He was to watch the people that whose blood flowed in his veins reject the cause of God to repent, to reject the effort of God to turn his people from captivity. And all as he watched Nebuchadnezzar or the Chaldeans come against that great city of God, that place where God put His name there, he wept. Oh, he wept. Listen, a friend, he was a man's man, but he had the heart of a woman, somebody said. I mean to tell you, he was sympathetic. He was sincere. And oh, he cried. He wept like another man who was a man of all men when he sat on the back of a mule, looked across the Kedron Valley into the old city Jerusalem and wept and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, may I tell you today, friend, as I look at America, I want to weep. I want to weep to see where we're at, where we've been, what's brought us to this place, what we've left out, how we've abandoned God, how we've turned our back on the one true God, how we've sinned, listen, how we have sinned and taken it in, friend, in a cart, how we pulled sin behind us in a cart." But here Jeremiah was. He was lamenting in chapter 3 of that great book of lamentation, that great book of wailing and woe, that great book of weeping and lamenting with brokenness over what had happened unto the place of God and the people of God. But then listen, the bright light shined in chapter 3. Jeremiah saw past the dark clouds of depression or of doubt. He looked past that enemy of fear and he said, "Listen, hey, I want you to know something." He said, "This I recall to mind." Listen, the way to defeat fear is to remember the promises of God. It's to remember that the Lord is on our side. It's to remember that if God be for us, no man can be against us. To remember it is God that justified us, that God has saved us and sealed us and told us He was going to keep us. He said, "This I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercy mercies that were not consumed. He said, because His compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, and the Lord is my portion. Saith my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. Thank God. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be like this man by the name of Jeremiah. I'm going to try to call, I recall to mind the promises of God. I'm going to try to call to mind the power of God. I'm going to try to call to mind more than that. I'm the person that God is, who is and was and always shall be, who makes promises and never fails to keep them, who said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Hey, who gave me eternal life, who promised that He'd return for me when He left. I'm telling you, friend, I'm going to choose not to fear. What about those three Hebrew boys by the name of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? Well, I'll tell you, I like what they told old Nebuchadnezzar right there in the face of captivity. I mean to tell you, they were away from home. I mean to tell you, friend, they had been taken to a foreign land, to a people whose language they did not know, and they were trying to be forced. Let me say it again. They were trying to be forced to do things that was against their conviction, that was against the Word of God, that went against the God that they knew from their youth, that was a part of their heritage, was a part, listen, friend, if you will, of their DNA. Oh, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that are trying to force us to do things. There are people in America today that are working, not only wanting, but they're working to close the doors of churches, close, listen, the mouths of preachers, bless God, to get rid of the propagation of Thus Saith the Lord, to shut up and listen, the work of evangelism and warning people and wooing people and winning people for the Lord. I'll tell you, this Nebuchadnezzar, you remember, after he had that dream, of that golden-headed image, he set up a big image down in the plain of Dura. He gave out a decree to all of the kingdom that he ruled over, that they would come there when they heard the music. Those that came, they would bow before that image that no doubt represented him. But oh, thank God. Thank God for three Hebrew boys that wouldn't bend, that wouldn't bow, and that wouldn't burn. Isn't that good? Everybody loves the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. Now listen, they won the battle before they got there. They had already made up their mind before they went to that rock concert. You can call it, listen, anything you want. I'd get some people mad if I'd say that. That's all it was. Hey, it was supposed to be a time of religion, a time of worship, a time of praise. But I'm telling you, friend, listen, they had won the battle before they got down there on the plain of Dura. I mean to tell you, they had prayed, they had committed themselves to God, they had committed themselves to one another, and they said, by the grace of God, let Nebuchadnezzar do what he wants to do, but we're not bowing, we're not worshiping anything. How about the one true God? And the day came, that they had to have their faith tested. Somebody said a long time ago that faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. Well, that's true. I believe it is. Though our faith be tested, so as by fire, Peter said, a poor quotation of a great passage. But they got down there, the music began to play. And you know what? Bless God, they didn't bow. Hey, they had a second time, a second opportunity to change their mind if they want to. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar got them and said, now boys, I like you. I know what you've done, what you and Daniel, what you all have done for me. Hey, I don't want to do this, but I've done opened my big mouth. I've done put my foot in my mouth, and I've got to follow through with it. And I'll give you another chance. chance. Head it back out there. Take your place. Everybody's going to be watching you and me. And if you'll bow this time, I'll not do what I said I'd do. I'll not put you in that furnace. Well, music began to play. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took their stand. And you know what they did? They stood. Hey, listen, when they got back before old Nebuchadnezzar, they said, listen, he said, old Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. But be it known, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know what they were saying? They were saying, listen, King, don't matter how many times you give us the opportunity, we're going to tell you something. We're not bowing. We've trusted in the one true God. We've chosen not to fear. We've chosen to obey. We've chosen to look to Him, to live for Him. Oh, listen. Hey, friend, let's choose not to fear. Let's go about our life wisely. Let's be wise during this time of pandemic and COVID-19 and madness in the political world. And it may get worse, so we're just getting ready for the next wave. But let's choose, by the grace of God, let's choose not to fear. Let's live our life remembering that the Lord is on our side. And let's glorify Him. Let's go for Him. And let's grow in His grace and in His knowledge until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.